What's going on? My name is Will, and I have the honor and the privilege as serving as one of the leaders here at Transformation Church. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in from wherever you are watching from. And if you haven't already, be sure to like and subscribe. We believe that God has such an incredible word for you today. So let's jump into this amazing message. This is week one. Somebody say week one. Of a series that I'm about to do called, very simply, Start Sharp. Everybody say Start Sharp. Start sharp. Say it fast. Start sharp. Everybody say it loud. Start sharp. We are about to start 2024 sharper than any year as a church that I believe I've been in leadership in this capacity. This is going to be our sharpest year. God gave me this vision, and the plan is a little different. Usually on the first Sunday of the year, somebody else preaches. Usually I'm away right now, just trying to make sure the word of the year is right. All right, Lord, one more time. Confirm it to me. Tell me this is it. He confirmed what he was going to do 3 days into my sabbatical in July. The word of the year this year going to change everybody's life. But then he gave me new instruction. He said, you cannot share the word of the year until you build value into what I'm going to say. Because many of us fumble what God gives us because we didn't think it was valuable. It came in a regular package. So I guess this, see, some of the greatest advice that I've ever gotten is from the woman I sleep next to every night. And because her voice is familiar, if somebody else that was on a big platform said it, I'm telling on myself right now, I'd be like, oh, that's such revelation. But she said it last night while I was on my way to sleep. She said, stop fooling with them people. And I was like, but they're such, such, such. And then somebody else say it, and it's like, oh, he gave me a revelation. No, 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 no. You devalued the package. You became too familiar with the way that it came. And God said, the word of the year is simple this year. But if you don't find it valuable, you'll fumble it again. So I'm about to spend 4 weeks building value of how we start sharp. And then I'm going to release the word that God gave me. And then I literally, y'all ever seen like Star Trek where they go into warp speed? Some of them are like Star Trek, Star Wars, Star, okay. But there's a mode that happens when it accelerates everything. And I believe that's what God is about to do in this year, but I got to do it how God told me to do it. So everybody say, start sharp. Start sharp. I'm going to go ahead and start with an analogy that really, 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 really changed my life. I was reading a book called The Fasting Edge by Jensen Franklin, and there was this story in it that really captured my attention. And I'm gonna set this story just for everybody, the mind of everybody's imagination. I wanna set it in like a forest back in the day. No chainsaws, no modern technology. There were two lumberjacks, and there was a young lumberjack that was jacked, strong, buff. And there was an OG lumberjack, older. Hands big and calloused. And the young man wanted to make a name for himself, so he came to the older man and he said, hey, OG, I want to challenge you to a tree chopping contest. And the OG said, young buck, I don't even got energy for all of that. And the young man said, come on, what? You scared? You think you still got it? And the old man said, pick up your axe. And they went. And the goal was to spend all day chopping down as many trees as possible. So the young man said, I'm about to kill this OG. I'm young, I am fit, and I got way more energy than him. It comes to the point where it's time to start. All the other lumberjacks are around putting their bets in on who's going to win. And this young lumberjack goes to... trees falling everywhere. And the older gentleman is sitting down and watching the younger gentleman. The young guy's like, oh my gosh, I'm about to kill him. Tree after tree. Boo, boo, boo. They've fallen. He looks back again, and the old gentleman sitting on the stump. They're waiting at the end of the day for the official count of the trees, and the young man's chest is pumped up, sweat dropping, saying hi to the ladies. Because he knows he has this in the bag. The official count comes back, and the young man chopped about 20 trees, and the older man chopped about 40 trees. And the young man said, what in the world is going on? There's no way this old man beat me, because every time I looked at him, he was taking a break. And the young man, furious, went up to the older man and said, I guess you won. And the older man looked at his axe and he said, son, every time you thought I was taking a break, I was sharpening my axe. The young man used all his effort and energy because his axe was dull. And every time that old man sat down, to everybody else, it looked like nothing. To everybody else, it looked like fanatical Christians doing Christian things. To everybody else, it looked like y'all going, oh, that's what religious people do. No, no, no. We're taking the first 21 days of this year, and we're putting friction on our faith. And we're sharpening our axe. What would happen if this year it was the less you had to swing in the natural? What if this year your finances went up because of the direction God gave you? As you were, not three jobs, three instructions. Oh. What if this year you didn't go through four relationships to find the right one? But what if this year in sharpening, God says it'll be around May? Don't accept any counterfeits until I confirm it. And everybody fine coming after you starting February 14th. But God gave you a word while you were sharpening your axe. Most people are starting this year dull. And they're going to get tired and worn out relationally, spiritually, mentally, because they will not set aside time to just, what are you saying, Father? God, I know that was a plan for last year, but what are you saying this year? God, I was successful at that, but what are you saying today? See, the hardest thing for many of you is to stop doing what worked in another season. You think success is that it worked. Success is obedience. So if God told you to do it in one season and it worked, and now he's telling you to stop. But many of us won't stop long enough to even see. And I have one question for everybody that came to church today, and this is very simple. This is not for your neighbor. This is just for you. Everybody say, just for me. Not the hair product, but this is a word from God. And I need you to really answer this internally on the first Sunday of this year. Have you lost your edge? I can't answer it for you. But is there an area of your life that you've lost your edge? Have you lost your edge in your speech? So loose with words now. Everything that comes out is negative. No faith anymore. No expectation. Have you lost your edge in your thinking? Every morning you wake up, you're thinking about what could go wrong. And why should I even try? Have you lost your edge? I believe that God is coming to ask his people, do you want your edge back? Do you want to walk into situations and barely have to use any of your effort and energy, but because you came into that thing sharp? Do you want to be the solution to the problem? Or do you want to just keep complaining about the problem and hope somebody else becomes the solution? God is saying to every person in this room, when I thought about that analogy, I wrote this down. The trees of trouble in your life fall faster when you're spiritually sharp. Most of our life looks like this. Let's be honest. There's stuff. This could be a house. This could be a boat. This could be, but it's all in a form that has to be removed to find out its potential. God doesn't give us houses. He gives us trees. God doesn't give us boats. He gives us trees. And God's saying, there's some things in your life I need you to chop down, but you are going to be too tired to even do the work after you chop the tree down, because you did not sharpen your edge. Now, the only thing that I want to say about sharpening an axe, because most of us don't mess with axes unless you're a fire person in this place. The only way you sharpen an axe is through what? Friction. So this year, I just want to let you know that the friction is not always bad. Okay, I know. I know you want to be comfortable. But before you get sharp, something has to rub off the parts of you that can no longer go into this next season. So hello, everybody. I'm your pastor. And I'm about to be friction to your faith this year. Oh, no, 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 no. We gonna laugh. We gonna cry. We're gonna shout. And I'm gonna challenge you. Because some of us have not taken a step forward in our faith in a decade. And you think God is proud because you here? You think that he's jumping up and down? He said, I would rather them actually obey what I say to do than to get brownie points for sitting in a chair and not participating. Okay. Hello, I'm friction. And the reason I have to be this is because I spiritually did not develop until somebody challenged me. And if you want a church where you can get 3 points in a poem and nobody's ever going to challenge you and ask you to do anything, go up the street. But the sign of spiritual growth is spiritual maturity. And what we have to do is grow up. I have a prophetic word for you. It's not the word of the year, but it's the word for every year of your life. Grow up. Some of y'all complaining about stuff God asks you to do every single day. And it's been 13 years, and you're mad at the outcome, but you are not mad when he asks you to do the step. It's time to be obedient. I'm on another level today, church, because I don't want you to be at this altar at the end of the year praying for things that you can make a decision to change today. Oh, God. Y'all see them clap? I'm gonna need help from the sanctuary, because the Western church has gotten so comfortable with frictionless faith. I want it to change, but please don't touch me. I want it to grow, but I'm not really good with my hands in the dirt. Is there a way we can artificially inseminate this growth? Can we get a hydroponic growth chamber where everything is bacteria free? How are we going to get fruit and we do not have any dirt on our hands? How are you? Okay. And I think the church today is playing themselves because we want to be effective and we have no proof of wanting to rub up against anybody. Some of us haven't come. We come late on purpose so we don't have to talk to nobody. Okay. The reason you got to talk to somebody, it's because you've been hiding all those things that God wants to expose, but you cannot get exposed by yourself. And God's bringing people in your life to be what? Friction. The reason we read the word of God every day is because it rubs up against my flesh every day. Forgive them? I want to slap them. But when I read that scripture, it's friction to my faith. Pray for my enemies. I'll pray they die. Come on, y'all, come on. But when I do, if you are not having your flesh against some friction, you will never become sharp. Ecclesiastes 10:10. Using a dull axe requires great strength. So sharpen your blade. Like the Bible is telling you at the beginning of this year, for what I have for you to do, you're too dull. You're too apathetic. You're too like, You want the purpose of God in your life? You want to be in a healthy, thriving relationship? I mean, I guess. Like, you're going to use your finances to further the kingdom of God? If I have enough. Everything is, he says, sharpen your blade. That's the value of wisdom. It helps you succeed. Have you lost your edge? The title of my sermon today is really to talk to every person that has become dull. And I want you to understand this. All of us at some point in our life, no matter how close we think we are with God, have become dull. Your pastor has areas in his life that I used to be very sharp in that the Holy Spirit said, ooh, that doesn't even excite you, me, or anybody around. You're so dull in that area that now I'm going to have to reframe, reshape, remake you in that area. And I just want to encourage everybody, because somebody like, 2024, he's just telling me I'm dull. No. Dullness comes from discouragement. Many people are dull because you actually been fighting. And I've been chopping at something that I haven't seen no breakthrough in. And I've really been trying to fight for my marriage. And I've really been trying to fight for my children. And I've really been trying to fight for my mind. And I've really been trying to fight for my purity. But nothing has changed. And so something that once was very sharp. If this was real sharp. There's no way I should be able to put this axe up to my neck. There's no way I should be able, there's no way if it was actually sharp. Could this be what happens when your coworkers run into you? Could this be why the church is ineffective in culture? Because at the moment we rub up against somebody, they said, that tickled. I thought you were a Christian. I thought you had the word of God on the inside of you. I thought the word was sharper than any two-edged. But the word of God in your mouth is dull. When stuff comes up in your life, you reach for the meds before you pray. I'm not saying nothing wrong with the medicine or the aspirin, but you didn't go to the Father that created the body to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm experiencing a headache. Father, you know this body. And I thank you that by your stripes, I am healed. You used to say it, but you don't say it no more because that scripture in your heart got dull. But I believe by the presence of God, at the end of this series, somebody say, I'm getting my edge back. I'm getting my edge back. Somebody say it by faith, I'm getting my edge back. In my finances, I'm getting my edge back. In my mind, I'm getting. Somebody say, I'm getting my edge back. There's nothing worse than being dull. Has anybody opened up a fresh bag of chips and then they was all stale and dull? I mean, that is one of the things that takes me out. That's one of the things that frustrates me. Who put this crusty bag of Doritos? And then you bite into them, no crunch. Nobody wants to be dull, but many of us live in that tension every day. I'm going to tell you a secret that will help change you and get your edge back. What's going to help everybody get your edge back? What's helped me every time I've gone through something get my edge back is prayer and fasting. Now, I know, because some of y'all, anytime prayer and fasting comes in your mind, that something in you shuts off. Because the one thing you love is food. somebody said, preach. I am. You love your food. Actually, it's become a stronghold in your life. And I'm not talking about weight class or big boned. I'm not talking about anything. I'm talking about self-control. I'm talking about some of y'all, God can say it, but if Wendy says it, come on. And now they got Grubhub and what's the other one? Uber Eats and what? DoorDash. Look at y'all. DoorDash. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. DoorDash. You have more faith in DoorDash than you do in the God of the universe. Don't even care if these people put their hands on your food, dirty cars, all kind of stuff, as long as your McDouble get there. She said, McDouble. All I'm saying is this is an ancient spiritual principle that has gotten people back on the right spiritual path for years before any of us were here, even our Savior Jesus. If anybody could have not fasted, it could have been Jesus. Yet several times, right after he got baptized, the Bible says, and the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness for a 40-day, everybody shout at me this four-letter word, fast. As a church, we're going into 21 days of prayer and fasting tomorrow. And the reason why some people are getting excited about it is because these are the moments that have changed our life. These are the moments where we were going one direction and God said, U-turn. These are the moments where God gave answers and there was somebody shout at me, breakthrough. Some of y'all need a breakthrough. You don't need a couple of things to happen. You don't need just a little bit more money. You need a breakthrough. And I'm telling you, there is nothing that starts to move things like when you deny your flesh and you get hungry after the things of God. Okay? What is fasting, Pastor Mike? Fasting is abstaining from food for spiritual purposes. And I'm going to keep saying this because I see the eyebrows going up. People right now getting uncomfortable in their seat. They're like, not me. Maybe not. But maybe it's the very thing that would change the rest of 2024 for you. The fasting edge comes back. I'm going to give you points right now. Get ready to write them down. Fasting edge. This is how we get it back. It comes when food exits and God deals with your desire. You want your fasting edge back? Let food exit for 21 days. Some of y'all gonna do a Daniel's fast, no meats, no sweets. Some of y'all gonna do nothing. Some of y'all gonna fast till a certain time. Some of y'all are going to fast the thing that you love the most. Some of y'all, the greatest fast you could do is no ice cream. That was convicting to somebody. See, it took her out. No. I'm just saying there's something that needs to be denied. Watch this, that you won't. Fasting celery is not an issue for me. Never will be. But there are some of us need to fast social media. Because the thing that you are, well, I'll talk about it in a second. Okay, food exit so God can deal with your desires. You want your fasting edge back? Watch this. You have to have Father engagement so he can deal with your discernment. We're just not eating. That's a diet. And those haven't worked for you either. So what I'm telling you, let's be honest, they got your money. Okay? Let's be honest. We're not giving up food just so we can lose 10 pounds. We could do that a different way. You just start walking and drinking water. You're going to be fine. What I'm saying is I need to be connected to the Father. So every time I would sit down with a big spread, I'm going to sit down with the bread of life. I'm going to sit down with the word of God. I'm going to devour that. I'm going to pray. I'm going to have father engagement so that he can deal with my discernment. The truth of the matter is some of y'all picker is off. You get options and you just pick wrong because you're picking from your trauma. You're picking from somebody else's comparison measure in your mind. You're picking not even for what you want. You're picking based on what the people around you will think is good. And God says, can I fine tune your discernment this year? Can you just not make plans? Proverbs says, acknowledge God in all your ways and he will direct. He'll give you discernment on which path to take. You want to get the fasting edge back? Third thing, you need to forfeit entertainment. We are so entertained that we don't think about things that are eternal. Y'all see how quiet it is in here? This is a sign that maybe some of the things you've been focusing on, God's saying, that's why you lost your edge. Every TikTok is not going to teach you where your purpose lies. You over here about to start a business that don't even make no sense because of a TikTok you saw and a woman doing something with cookies, and now you want to open a bakery, and God's like, oh my goodness. No, I'm telling you what's happening, because everybody wants something to work so bad that they'll be willing to go to sources and just do copy and paste on the things that never have anything to do with your purpose. And God's saying, I need you to start forfeiting some entertainment. Why? Because I need to deal with your distractions. If you don't allow God to sit with you and you to sit with him long enough to sharpen you, you'll never, ever be able to see what God can do. Not because he didn't plan it. It's because you were distracted. Fourth thing, if you want to get your fasting edge back, you have to focus eternally because God wants to deal with your direction. If you do not think fasting or eating is a big deal, I just want to say it to you like this. The original sin of man had something to do with what people put in their mouth. Adam and Eve, the reason why we're here today and not in a garden is because they could not deny what was presented to them and their flesh wanted. When is the last time you told your flesh no? If as a believer you're not telling your flesh no, it is controlling you. Okay. That's just me, Pastor Mike. We know you're the devil. Because the truth of the matter is many of the things that we're doing, it's leading us away from God and leading us to death. And God wanted me to come tell you there's a way to get your edge back. There's a way for you to actually be so sharp this year when stuff comes in your way, when people start hating, you'll be able to see, oh, that's just a distraction. There's no way that I'm going to get off course for that. You're going to be like Nehemiah. You said, the work I'm doing is too great. I cannot come off of building this wall to go meet with somebody else that will bring me down. This is the year you get your edge back. And I want to be a pastor that keeps it 100 with you, not 99 and a half. 100. Somebody's like, Sally, 100? 100. Okay? Fasting is not a requirement. See, I like to do real church. You can be saved and never fast. You can go to heaven and never fast. My question is, but why would you? If you go to the hotel and they say, we got the penthouse suite for you for no extra charge, why wouldn't you take the upgrade? Fasting is not a requirement. It's a choice. But it's a choice that breaks the routine in your life and draws you closer to God. So I'm trying to tell everybody, some people are making a decision right now. They're hearing me right now. And it's like, fasting, I'm done with you. I'm done with this church. I'll see y'all when you do something on relationships. Cool. But so you don't get brokenhearted again. So you don't start another thing that God has to allow to fall. Why don't you get closer to him? by doing this spiritual practice that, watch, is a gateway through which God releases his supernatural power into your life. But it's still a choice. You can hear it and go with it, or you can ignore it. So watch this. Fasting is a short season of sacrifice that produces long-term success. Pastor Mike, how are you telling me that? Because all my life, I have not known what to do. Everything that God has called me to, I was not prepared for. Didn't have a degree for it. Didn't have a certificate for it. Didn't have nothing. God was like, I want you to lead this. How? Come here. Sharpen yourself. I'll tell you. What do that mean? When you're on vacation this year, fast. But Lord, we're going to Disney World. And the only thing that helps me make it through this horrible family drudgery of walking all day is them Cinnabons, slushies. And God said, but I'm calling you somewhere higher. I'll give you instructions if you come close. I'm not going to yell these instructions. I'm going to whisper them. This really is not about a corporate fast. We're doing this together so that everybody can get in the rhythm, but I really believe we're not supposed to fast one time a year. I think we're supposed to live a fasted life. Some of us have so much that God's doing that I can't walk into this without clarity. Okay. Put the year on the screen for me. Put 365 days on the screen. Just an example of it. Like, if you got something that could show what it looks like for it to be a whole year. Y'all got it? Yay? Nay? Okay. 21 days of prayer and fasting. There it is. This is the whole year. Show me what 21 days looks like in this whole 365-day continuum I have. Would you give up sacrificially that much to have the rest of this blessed? Some of y'all can't even see it on the screen right now. It's like, come a little closer. All right, come on, but put the shot up. Get the shot bigger. Okay. This little bit right here. This is what God's requiring for all of that to have his mind, wisdom, and blessing on it. Now, I need everybody to see this because you think somebody's trying to take something from you. And what God is trying to do is get something to you. But if you do not see what God is doing, you will take the first and not allow God to bless the rest. Okay, so this is how we go. 2 Kings chapter 6, and then we're going to go. She's like, I need some more Bible for this. Okay, 2 Kings chapter 6. One day, there was a group of prophets. In my mind, they're like a gang. They all wore red, and they were like, we'll prophesy to you. But it's just, this is in my mind. They came to Elijah and told him, as you can see, the place where we meet, it's too small. Let's go down to the Jordan River, where there are plenty of logs, and there we can build a new place for us to meet. They wanted to build something new. They wanted to come into a new place. They wanted to come into a new territory, just like we're coming into a new year. All right, he told them, go ahead. Please come with us, someone suggested. He said, I'll come. So he went with them. When they arrived at the Jordan, they began cutting down trees. But as one of them was cutting a tree, his axe head fell into the river. Oh, sir, he cried. It was a borrowed axe. I ain't even pay for this. I borrowed this. Where did it fall? The prophet said. When he showed him the place, Elijah cut a stick and threw it into the water. And at that spot, then the axe head floated to the surface. Grab it, Elijah said. And the man reached out and grabbed it. I've been talking about sharpening your edge, but the truth is some of y'all have lost your axe head. The reason why none of the message up until this point has even like resonated with you, because you don't even feel that at all. You talking about sharpening something? Ain't nothing there. You talking about getting stronger and stuff? It fell off. I'm here out of ritualistic. I'm here because I want something different, but I don't even have it no more. I started good. But somewhere along the way, I dropped that thing. So how do you get your edge back? Ooh, I love this story because it's so simple. And this is how you gonna get your edge back. The first thing you have to do is admit you lost your axe. And some of y'all so prideful in this place that you won't even do what this man did. He chops and he literally looks up and all he got is this. And this is what some of y'all year has been looking like. Effort and energy. But I don't even have what I need to get anything done. And God said, would you let me do a miracle? Pastor Mike, why would this be a miracle? Because iron does not float. This is an axe head. This is heavier than water. So when it falls into the Jordan, it's lost. Because some of the things we lose our spiritual edge in are things that are dark. We lost it when we lost that loved one. We don't even know. We're so far in grief right now that we can't see. And some people be like, just pick it up. He hit it. He lost his edge. Pick it up. That's what religious people tell you. They act like everything's so simple. Just worship. You don't think I've tried that? You don't think I've tried that? See, the thing about the Jordan River, if you've ever seen it, the Jordan River actually is muddy. It's murky. You can't see to the bottom of it. And so this would be a miracle, but the young man does this. He cried out. As soon as it happened, boom, oh shoot. I lost it. I lost my mind this past year. I lost my purity. I don't even care no more. I've lost discipline. I don't stick to a budget. I'm talking about real things. I'm not talking about spiritual. God's saying, if you want it to be sharp again, you got to cry out and you got to tell me where it's at. I lost my ability to even want to mend the relationship with my family. I don't want to forgive no more. I want to be bitter. I lost it. I was hurt in the last church. I don't want to do church no more. Cry. This is the way that the miracle worker knows where he needs to work the miracle. He needs his children to identify. Be specific. During this 21 days of prayer and fasting, be specific of what you are believing God. Somebody shout at me, cry out. If this young man would have lost his axe head and was like, oh, shoot, okay, well, maybe nobody will notice. I'ma just play in the water. What y'all doing? Like starts entertaining people. Ska, 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 ska. Because he doesn't want to admit he lost something. I think the most spiritual thing we can do this year is admit we lost it. I wasn't excited about this prayer and fasting because last one I quit on day two. And so now it's prayer and fasting and it feels like another thing I'm gonna fail at. And I work in the food industry. I work at Chick-fil-A. Come on, these are real people's issues. I'm a caterer for a living. How am I not? Come on, let's be real. And God said, would you just do me a favor and admit you lost the axe? And this is the other thing, because there's some religious people in here that I feel you right now. Stop denying your dough. Your prayer life hasn't been on fire in 16 months. Today, God is asking us. Y'all know there's two rivers in Egypt, right? It's the Jordan and what? Denial. And some of y'all dull Christians been in denial. Okay? All I'm asking you to do today is cry out. Third thing, do the natural so you can experience the miracle. Did y'all see what Elijah did? Elijah didn't walk over to it and go deep sea diving for the axe. He took a stick, something very practical, and everybody else would be like, what is he doing? He did something very natural, threw the stick into the water, and then something supernatural happened. Which lets me know that natural unlocks supernatural. Somebody's like, how is this fast gonna help anything? It's just a natural part of it. When we push away that food, when we make that declaration, when we decide to do this, it's just a natural part of it. What we believe is that God's gonna get somewhere in the mix of this. And he's going to do something, everybody say, supernatural. Nobody was expecting metal to float after a stick was thrown in. And nobody will be expecting the miracles that happen in your life as you do 21 days of prayer and fasting. We're going to meet here every night. Some of y'all can't come every night. That's okay. I want you to watch online. Put it in the background while you meal prepping. Do the different things. As many of y'all can get in here, I want you to bring your kids. This was the atmosphere the fire of God was birthed in me in. I wasn't paying attention. I was just in the atmosphere. I was affected while I was coloring and playing on the seats. And my mom and dad was praying. This is the change for your whole family. Husbands and wives, you can't talk together right now. But you can pray, and God will be speaking to you while you walking over there, and God will be speaking to you while you crying over there, and God can make you meet in the middle. I'm talking about, we're going to do the natural, and God's going to do the supernatural. But even right now, you're looking for it to make sense. And God said, I use the foolish things to make sure none of y'all can take credit for this. I use it to confound the wise. I'm telling you right now, if some of y'all take this challenge, this spiritual growth journey moment to go on a fast with us, it's going to change everything. Last thing, how do you get your edge back? You have to take action and pick your edge back up. What do you mean, Pastor Mike? The man loses his axe head. He cries out. Elijah throws the stick in there. The miracle happens, but watch this. Elijah doesn't pick it up and hand it to him. He tells him, you go. Obey. Pick it up. What sense does it make for us to get instructions from God and then disobey them right after he gives them? The crazy thing about it is people get what I call the almost end of the fast. They cry out, they deny themselves food, they pray, God gives an answer, and then they disobey? That's fumbling the ball at the 1 yard line. What you have to do at this point is actually, everybody say, take action. During this fast, God's gonna tell some of you, it's time to let them go. But God, you already know we got best friend tattoos. Should have talked to me about that. But God, you've already made your announcement to where you're moving. If y'all want to bless me as I'm moving to California, I got a GoFundMe. I made it to LA. You're going to have to send them people their money back. No. You've already accepted the job. And I'm not, this is why you need to pray and fast, because some people are trying to make decisions off of what I'm saying. It's not what I'm saying. It's what he's saying. He may be asking you to go to counseling twice a week and stop buying clothes. Nothing's wrong with your screen. I'm just... because the trauma you need to unpack is going to be better for you than anything you could pack for a vacation. Why would you get an answer from God and then disobey? I believe today it's time to get our edge back. Your family needs you to be sharper. You've invited snakes into your house. And you're letting your kids befriend them because you became spiritually dull. You're actually the answer to what the church needs. God's been calling you to be a leader, but because of the things, the sins, the weights you're mixed up in, the enemy has convinced you that you couldn't let that thing go. So the church suffers as a whole because you're spiritually dull. Pastor Mike, why are you bringing this message? God told me this year he was going to build this church in a way that only he could take credit for. And I've just been praying. I said, God, where are the people? Where are the people you promised me? Where? I didn't set out from North. We could have stayed in North Tulsa. And then I didn't trust you and believe you in crazy faith so we could come here and put on a performance every week. We have to reach the whole city. God, you told us that we had to take this thing to the nation. You said, I didn't ask for this. But in a time of me stopping and sharpening, you told me to write things down and put them on a paper and the Spirit Bank Event Center would be Transformation Church. That was in a time where I was stopping and fasting and praying and asking for what was next. When I was walking around 7425 Garnett trying to figure out, should I be a pastor? You told me, oh, where are all the people? He said, Michael, they're here and they're coming, but they're discouraged and they're dull. And during this fast, I'm going to give people back their cutting edge. One of my friends told me, he said, in the church, if we're not on the cutting edge, we're on the judging edge. And if you look at the landscape of the church right now, most people are on the judging edge, not the cutting edge. But I declare by the power of the Spirit of God, during this 21 days of prayer and fasting, Transformation Church, I don't know about everybody else, but somebody's about to receive this. We're about to be on the cutting edge of business. We're going to be on the cutting edge of raising families. We're going to be on the cutting edge of spiritual discernment. We're going to be, I need somebody to agree with me. We're going to be on the cutting edge of knowing what God is saying about our city, about our home, about the nation, about our world. We are going to be on the cutting edge because we are close to the Creator. You don't gotta yell it to me. I'm close enough to hear a whisper. I'm getting my edge back. Would everybody just stand? Today I want to pray for everybody that's deciding I'm not gonna live dull. If that's you, as we start this 21 days of prayer and fasting, and I know everybody's going to try to rush out, just give me 5 minutes, because I want to pray you into this next season in this year. In the Bible, they would call for the elders of the church to pray for people. And I just feel like I don't want to just go into this with a program. I want to pray over you. This won't be another dull year for us. It won't be another dull year for you. By faith, I'm declaring that this is going to be the sharpest year of your life. But now we got to make a decision. How do we get our fasted edge back? How do we get our edge sharp? We're going to fast. My last example that I didn't know was an example is this was sharper than I thought it was. When I did this, I cut myself at the beginning of the message. I've been wiping my hand so y'all wouldn't notice. But what I found out is God told me, he said, things that look dull still have the ability to be sharp. And some of y'all been judging how it looks. And God said, you still got cut in you. Your greatest days were not back in the 90s and back in the 2000s. He said, look at your neighbor and say, you still got some cut in you. Come on. Hey, I feel that thing. You still got some cut in you. Your greatest message, your greatest idea, your greatest contribution may be hidden. Because the thing I didn't recognize is while I was doing the example, what was I doing? So what was dull in run through, I did it just an hour ago and nothing, but what was dull in run through became sharp enough to leave a mark. Y'all, this ain't gonna take long. It's gonna take 21 days of us being intentional. Oh, I feel this thing. It's gonna take 21 days of us saying, God, more of you and less of me. It's gonna take 21 days. And what looked the same is gonna be sharp. Hands lifted everywhere. Oh, I feel the presence of God right here. Y'all lift y'all hands. Father, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. And I command the spiritual dullness that's been on our life, that's been over our eyes, that's been on our minds. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you are bringing us into another level of sharpness. Speak, Lord. Your children are listening. God, over this next 21 days when doubt tries to creep in, I pray that the Spirit of the living God will come in and give us hope, wisdom, joy, and faith to continue on. Father, build endurance in us. Father, as we feast on your word, I thank you that you are changing situations that we don't even know about right now. God, I'm thanking you by the beginning of February, there is a complete turnaround in everybody's mind and a complete turnaround in our situation. Father, even in the things that will not be finished, we will see your hand. God, I thank you for every person that's making the decision to fast for the first time, who are in the building, watching online. Father, I thank you that this will become a spiritual discipline that will be a cheat code to any moment that they feel dull. That, Father, you're about to do something on the inside of them that's going to keep them sharp. We ain't just going to start sharp. We're going to stay sharp. And I pray that what we do in this next 21 days as a church will bleed over into every area of our life. I pray the best year over Transformation Church. I pray a year, Father, of God's blessings, understanding, wisdom, and success. I pray over their businesses, their families, Father God. I thank you for unity, and I pray that this church will reach more people for your glory than ever before. Today, we're making a decision. We will no longer be dull or discouraged. That we're starting 2024 sharp. Have your way in us and through us. In Jesus' name. Everybody say, we agree. Say, we expect. Amen. Will somebody give God a huge shout of praise in this place? Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Listen. There are people that need further prayer, and there are people that need the opportunity to accept Jesus. But tomorrow, we will be right here at 6 o'clock, an hour of power. Come in your work clothes. Come with your wig on or off. Like, this is not to impress nobody. This is to get with God. And we're going to pray this thing through. Amen? Amen? If you're in this room, listen to me. I know there's so many people saying, God, I need more of you. But some of you need to just get him in your life for the first time. If you're in this room and you want to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior in an atmosphere that is built for this, because it's our church vision. This is who we pray for every day. People to come to Christ. If that's you, on the count of three, I just want you to shoot your hand up. Easy. And all we gonna do is, he said, I'm here right now. Come on, 1, 2, 3. I'm so proud of you. What a way to start this year. I see you. What a way. What a way. Come on. I see you. I see you. Glory to God. This is the way to start sharp. Transformation Church, we're a family. Nobody prays alone. Let's pray this prayer together. Everybody say, Father, I thank you for sending Jesus just for me. Today, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Change me. Renew me. Transform me. Sharpen me. I'm yours. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we thank God for every person? Oh, y'all, come on. These are our first salvations of 2024. So proud of you, bro. It's going to be the best year of your life. We want to walk with you. There's a QR code on the screen. And I want you to let us know the information. We got something for you. We got a Bible for you. We have information that'll help you walk this out. And we want you to get plugged in. Next week, I got 3 more weeks before I give you the word of the year. You don't want to miss 1 week because they're going to all build on top of each other, okay? Watch this back. Share this with people. If you need prayer for anything, some of y'all just need prayer, personal agreement to start the year. You're facing something. I'm going to ask the altar workers to come right now. And people are going to leave. The worship team's going to sing another song. If you're online and you need prayer for something, I want you to type it in the chat. This is going to be our best year yet because it's going to be our best year spiritually. Everybody just say, start sharp. After I pray, if you need prayer for anything, I want you to come to the altar. Thank you, Lord, for what you did today. Thank you that we started off this year in the house of God. And God, I thank you that you're blessing your people. Thank you that this will be the best week of our lives. And we'll give you all the glory for it as we start fasting tomorrow. In Jesus' name, we agree. Somebody say amen. Amen. Go out and live a transformed life. We love you so much.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged you. Here at Transformation Church, our vision is to represent God to the lost and the found for transformation in Christ. And if you would like to partner with us in giving, you can text GIVE to 828282, or you can visit on our website. Also, be sure to subscribe and check out all the other incredible sermons available, as well as watching our live Sunday experience that begins at 10:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, go out and live a transformed life.